Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Transforming Toddlerhood is a Contemporary Parenting Guide Focused on the Ages 1 to 5, written by toddler expert Devin Kuntzman. It belongs to the practical parenting genre rather than memoir or theory, and its purpose is to help caregivers respond to common toddler challenges with more clarity, calm, and developmental awareness. The book argues that toddlerhood is not a battle to win, but a stage of rapid growth in brain development, emotional regulation, communication, and independence. Instead of treating tantrums, defiance, hitting, sleep struggles, or power struggles as signs of bad behavior, it frames them as normal expressions of unmet needs, limited skills, or immature self-regulation. The book is designed as a quick reference manual with bite-sized chapters, scripts, and tools that parents can use in real situations. Its larger aim is to replace fear-based or overly permissive parenting with a respectful, connection-driven approach that helps children become resilient and cooperative. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing toddler behavior as communication rather than misbehavior. A central contribution of the book is its refusal to treat toddler conduct as simple defiance. Kuntzman consistently reframes tantrums, no hitting, and other difficult behaviors as communication from a child whose language, regulation, and impulse control are still developing. This matters because the interpretation of behavior determines the response. If a parent sees a tantrum as manipulation, the likely reaction is punishment or escalation. If the same tantrum is understood as a sign of overwhelm, the response can be calmer, more diagnostic, and more effective. The book uses this developmental lens to reduce shame for parents and to encourage more accurate problem solving. Rather than asking how to stop a child from acting out, it asks what the child is trying to express, what skill is missing, and what support is needed. That shift is one of the book's strongest analytical moves because it changes both emotional tone and practical strategy. Secondly, connection before correction as the book's guiding discipline principle. The book's discipline model is built around the idea that children are more available for guidance after they feel understood. This connection before correction principle is not presented as indulgence. It is a sequence for making limits more effective. In practice, it means naming feelings, staying regulated, and creating enough safety for a toddler to receive direction. The book contrasts this with control-based parenting, where adults try to secure compliance through threats, bribes, yelling, or repeated commands. Kuntzman's approach argues that such tactics may force short-term obedience, but often increase resistance and weaken trust. By leading with connection, parents are more likely to get cooperation that lasts beyond the immediate moment. The significance of this framework is that it makes discipline relational rather than adversarial. It also gives caregivers a reason to slow down in high-conflict moments, not because the problem is being ignored, but because emotional alignment is part of the solution. Thirdly, using developmental knowledge to respond to sensory and emotional immaturity. Another important dimension of the book is its reliance on toddler development as the basis for practical advice. Kuntzman connects behavior to brain growth, sensory processing, and the limited self-regulation capacity of very young children. That developmental framing helps explain why common struggles such as transitions, bedtime, teeth brushing, sharing, or public meltdowns are so frequent in toddlerhood. The book does not claim toddlers can simply reason their way out of these reactions. Instead, it assumes they need external support, repetition, structure, and predictable limits. This is where the book becomes especially useful. It turns abstract developmental knowledge into parenting choices. For example, understanding sensory overload can change how a caregiver handles a noisy environment or a difficult transition. Understanding emotional immaturity can change expectations around patience, waiting, or verbal negotiation. The value of this topic is that it prevents parents from setting standards that are too advanced for the child's stage, which often reduces frustration on both sides and improves consistency. Fourthly, practical scripts and quick reference tools for everyday parenting moments. The book is structured for use in real time, not only for reflective reading. One of its defining features is the inclusion of short chapters, scripts, red flags, and toddler tips that allow parents to respond quickly during stressful situations. This design reflects an important truth about parenting advice. Good ideas are not always usable unless they are easy to access in the moment. Kuntzman's scripts help translate principles into language, which is especially valuable when parents are tired, overwhelmed, or emotionally activated. The book therefore functions partly as a decision aid, giving caregivers concrete words for refusing a demand, setting a boundary, or repairing after a mistake. The emphasis on practical phrasing also reduces uncertainty for parents who know they want to be respectful, but are not sure how to speak under pressure. Compared with books that remain at the level of philosophy, this one is notable for trying to solve the language problem of parenting, not just the attitude problem. Lastly, breaking cycles of fear-based or permissive parenting without losing parental authority. A distinctive theme in the book is its attempt to move parents out of two common but limiting patterns, fear-based control and permissive avoidance. Kunzman argues that parents can be warm and empathetic without surrendering leadership, and firm without becoming harsh. This balance is important because many parenting guides unintentionally push readers toward one extreme or the other. Fear-based approaches may create compliance, but often at the cost of trust. While permissive approaches may protect harmony in the short term, but fail to provide the structure toddlers need. The book's alternative is a form of respectful authority in which limits are clear, consistent, and emotionally grounded. It also acknowledges that this shift can be hard, especially for parents who are under stress or who do not have strong co-parenting support. By addressing parental patterns and repair, the book treats parenting as a skill that can be practiced and improved. That makes its model more realistic than idealized advice that assumes perfect patience or constant external support. In conclusion, Transforming Toddlerhood is best suited for parents, caregivers, early childhood professionals, and co-parents who want a practical framework for handling toddlers without relying on yelling, bribing, or harsh punishment. It will be especially useful for readers facing tantrums, power struggles, bedtime resistance, biting, hitting, or other everyday conflicts that can quickly drain confidence and patience. The main benefit of the book is that it offers a developmental interpretation of toddler behavior alongside concrete tools for responding in the moment. Readers do not just learn what to believe about toddlers. They learn how to speak, set limits, and repair after mistakes in ways that are consistent with a child's stage of growth. What makes it stand out in the parenting category is its combination of compassion and usability. Many books emphasize either emotional warmth or discipline technique, but this one tries to integrate both through a connection-first, developmentally informed model. Its quick reference structure, scripts, and focus on real-life scenarios also make it more immediately usable than more abstract parenting books. For readers who want a respectful but firm approach to toddlerhood, it offers a clear and modern alternative. If you would like to support Devin Kunzman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.